Hello and welcome to the program. Today we're looking at understanding what in the world is going on, particularly to do with this coronavirus that we're facing today. The Bible is very clear in Matthew chapter 24 as we come to the end of the age. There's several things that are going to be happening, one after another. One is the religious deception that's in the world today. Another one has to do with wars and rumors or the reports of those wars. One has to do with famines. Another one has to do with earthquakes. Another one has to do with the immorality that we're facing in the world today, like the days of Lot and the days of Noah. And also the Bible says the gospel will be preached to every nation in the world, which is happening with the World Wide Web today. But one of the things that's listed in this list in Matthew chapter 24 has to do with pestilences, and we're certainly facing that situation right now. Now, I want to begin by saying this. Jesus said, "And when these things begin to come to pass, then look up and lift up your heads, your redemption draweth nigh." The next thing on God's program is the rapture of the Christians who are taken out of this world. When the tribulation then takes place following the rapture, we're going to see a lot more of this virus situation than we're seeing now. All we're seeing now is a kind of a picture window of what is to come. However, the Bible says the Lord himself shall descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trump of God. The dead in Christ shall rise first, then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds, to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Wherefore, comfort one another with these words. And so as we look at these perilous times that we're living in, we need to comfort one another with these words: the second coming, the return of Christ, the rapture of the believer out of this world is just around the corner. It could happen today, and I hope it does. Well, as we look at this program of God's in the last 2,000 years, at the far left we see here that Jesus was crucified, he rose from the dead, and he went back to heaven. Then we have this local church age for the last couple of thousand years. Jesus said when these things begin to happen, and that is the religious deception, the wars, the famines, the earthquakes, the immoral society, the gospel being preached around the world, and the pestilences, he said, look up, because I'm coming back. Now, to understand it correctly, when the pestilences really take over is during the tribulation period. And as we look at the first part of the tribulation period, we see the four horsemen come on the scene. And these four horsemen represent, first of all, the Antichrist comes on the scene in that white horse. And he's carrying a bow, but no arrow. He doesn't fire a shot. He takes over the world by philosophies on how things ought to be done. And the Bible says that God will send a strong delusion, that the world will believe his lie. He goes into the policies that he will set up and how the prosperity of the world will be destroyed. But then by the time we get to this fourth horse, which is called the pale horse, which represents death, we find that the pestilences are really beginning to take control. As we look at the situation even today, and yet this map was as of March the 17th, we see that this coronavirus is affecting the entire world. I never thought this year that we would see something like this that would just shut down the whole world and get the attention of all the news. That's all we talk about today, how many people are affected, how many people are going to get infected, and how many people have died. Also, we mentioned that in the end, there would be the gospel preached to all the world. And so from our little program here, we have, since we began on this program, over 90,000 downloads of our messages from, well, last month, 55 different countries just last month tuned into this program that you're listening to now. And so we see here that what the Lord said 2,000 years ago is happening. Now, when we get into the tribulation period, and particularly to do with this pale horse, which represents death, it says in Revelation 6 and 8, "And I looked, and behold, a pale horse. And his name that sat on him was death, and hell followed with him. And power was given unto them," that is the four different horsemen, "over the fourth part of the earth to kill with the sword and with hunger and with death and with the pestilence with the beasts of the earth. Now, we're going to see here that during the tribulation, when this takes place, about 2 billion people are going to die at one time when this plague takes over. And so, again, we need to realize today that what we're looking at here is just a wake-up call from God. Hey, time is short. And so let's see the conclusion of this whole matter. Jesus said this, when these things begin to come to pass, and that is the Greek here talks about birth pangs, like a mother about ready to deliver a child. When those birth pangs start one after the other, the time is here. Well, that's what this is talking about. And it says, when they all begin one after another like this, lift up your heads, for your redemption draweth nigh. But what we need to do is to realize that we're here for such a time as this. We could have been born 1,000 years ago. We could have been born 200 years ago, but we're not. We're here now. And if you're a child of God, the Bible says here, I therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith ye are called. We're here for a purpose, and we're here at this particular time. God has something he wants us to do. To put it mildly, he said in Galatians chapter 6 and verse 10, and as we have therefore opportunity, let us do good unto all men, especially unto them who are of the household of faith. Let us do good unto all men. God has not given us the spirit of fear, but the spirit of love. And we need to be concerned about others and what we can do for the Lord at this time when God has the attention of the entire world. Whether they listen or not, that's not our responsibility. Our responsibility is to go into all the world and preach the gospel. Be sure and tune into our next program. We're going to look at when man is born unto trouble as the sparks fly upward.